Hello, my name is Todd Miranda, and in this video I'm going to show you how to create and modify style sheets in Microsoft Visual Studio 2008. Let's begin by creating a new website. So we'll choose File, New, Website. We're just going to create an empty website, and we'll choose a particular location for that website. Okay. Obviously, the first thing we're going to need is a new page, so we're going to do Website. We'll do Add New Item. And we're just going to choose a web form. We'll just leave it default.aspx. Alright, so here's our web page. Now, I want to go into Split View, which is one of the new features in 2008 that allows us to see our code view and our design view at the same time. And one of the things that's nice about this is in Design View, when we highlight a particular tag, that tag gets highlighted in code as well. So not only is it a great place for you to switch back and forth when you want to use code in some places and design view in others, but it's a great way to learn how changes in your code affect the design and the UI, and how changes in the design view affect the corresponding code. All right, let's get started by adding a few controls to our page. Let's start by adding a label, and then after our label, so we'll put a text box after our label, and then we'll go down a couple lines by hitting the enter key, and we'll add a button. So this might be, although it's a simplified version, this might be a type of user interface that you might see. Matter of fact, here, why don't we add, we'll do this through code, so you can see that we can make these modifications through code as well. So let's go here, let's add another div, and then we'll go into our div and we'll create an unordered list, and we'll do a list item, and we'll just call this item 1, and we'll create an item 2 and an item 3. Notice our text indicates that our design view is out of sync, and that's because we modified the HTML manually. So we can click here. It synchronizes our view. That's great. So you can see that now we've got our label, our text box, some type of a list here, and we're going to remove one of those breaks. And we've got a button. So let's look at how we would begin to style this. So the first thing we want to do for our label is let's go to our properties, and we would be able to modify the ID of our label here, and then we can come up here to our text and we can change the text of our label, or we can do it over here in the properties window. So we can say this would be enter your name. Alright, and we can change the ID of our controls. For this case though, we're just going to leave the controls with their default ID values, because what we really want to show is how to control the style sheets in Orcus. So the first thing we want to look at is the style application toolbar. As a note, what you'll see here is a style application, and you've got two different modes of style application. You've got auto and you've got manual. In auto mode, Visual Studio effectively determines how styles get applied to a particular element. And in manual mode, the user gets to decide how those styles get applied by using the target rule. And we can choose a new auto class, which effectively will create a new class for each style that we create. And those classes are going to be labeled style 1, style 2, style 3. So they're a little bit more generic. Typically, you're going to want a little bit more control over your styles than that. New inline style, so it'll actually place the style inline to the particular element, and then apply new style, so you can actually create a new style. This brings up a dialog box that allows us to edit our styles manually, and we'll see how to do that. And then we've got reuse existing style. If this is highlighted or if it's selected, you see that we can select it or deselect it. Effectively, in our design view, we will see where a particular style can be applied to a particular element. So where that style has been applied, as far as whether we can use that style and add on to it for another style, or whether we have to create a completely separate style. And then obviously we've got the show overlay, which if show overlay is selected, then when we select a particular target rule, it will overlay or highlight with a light blue any element that's currently using that style. If you look down here in our properties pane, we've got a couple of additional tabs that are new: manage styles and apply styles. And you'll see that the apply styles, when we start to add styles, you'll see the apply styles will actually list the styles here and give a visual representation of what that style looks like. So it's going to actually have a styled block that gives us some kind of indication of visually what that style looks like. Manage styles is going to give us the particular styles. It's going to indicate where that style is located, whether it's located in the page, whether it's located in a style sheet that we create. And then if you do select on the style here, we'll see a style preview in the preview box down here at the bottom. Both of these have a new style option and an attached style sheet option. So we can attach a style sheet to a particular page, and we can create a new style on a page. If we select new style from the manage styles or the apply styles, it's going to create a new style. It won't necessarily apply it to your element. So we can do target rule of apply new style, and whatever style is currently highlighted, that style will be implemented on that particular element. So we'll do it a couple of different ways. The first way we'll do it is we'll create a new style for this particular label element. So we make sure that our label is highlighted. We go up here to apply new style. We're in manual mode. So we get the new style dialog box. Now in the new style dialog box, we need to select a selector. So obviously we could select any one of the default element selectors, like your A and A active hover link and visited. Your body is in here. Table is in here. That type of thing. We're just going to create a new custom style, and we'll call this label style to be completely unique. And then we're going to define it not in the current page, because that's going to effectively apply that style up in the header of our page. The way we really want to do it is create a new style sheet. We could also use an existing style sheet if we already had a style sheet. We're going to choose new style sheet, and we're going to set some properties. So we look at our category here. You can see that we've got different categories. We've got a font category, which allows us to set our fonts. We'll set this to Verdana. That was Verdana. And we'll set our font size to perhaps large. We'll make it bold. We'll make it italic. These are all things that we can, I want this to stand out that we've made some changes. And we'll change this font color. We can also come in here. We can affect particular block style elements. We can affect the line height, the text alignment, whether it's right, left, center, justified. We can set the background of our label, and we can set the background to the colors. We won't do that for our label. We can turn border on and off, and we can do same for all for the color, or we can specify border width for each individual top, right, bottom, and left. So our box elements allow us to set margins. So we're not going to do same for all margin. We're going to set a right margin of value, and we'll make it about 10 pixels. That'll give us some space between our label and our text box. Position, obviously we can change the position. This allows us to set the width and height, top, right, bottom, left, and position as far as whether it's absolute, relative, so we can do floating here. Layout, there's a lot of things here. We can indicate which direction we want to float a particular element. If it's a list, we can set some of the list styles. And if it's a table, we can set some of the table specific styles here. So we've set some things in font and box, and notice that anything we've changed shows up highlighted, so we can see where we've made changes to the style. And we're going to choose OK. So we're going to get a dialog box that says, do you want to attach the new style sheet for the new style to your current page? And yes, we do want to do that. So there's our new style sheet, and you'll see that we get the label style show up here with our styles selected. We can go back over to our default.aspx. You see that our style's been applied here to our element, and you can see that in our page we've got a link now to our new style sheet that we created. So let's go to our text box. And let's look at a couple things that we can do here. Obviously, in our apply styles pane over here on the right hand side, we can apply this particular style by highlighting our element and selecting the style that we want to apply. So you see here we can also clear a style on a particular element. I selected that label and I cleared the style. So I'll leave the label selected and I'll reapply the label style. So again, we get our CSS class equals label style applied directly here to our element. So this time let's go over here to our apply styles. Also, let's go to a manage styles tab so we can see that we've now got a stylesheet.css file that has a couple of different styles defined in it. An element style and a particular unique class style. We can see the preview down here in the selected style preview window. So let's do new style, which brings up our new style dialog box that we're familiar with now, and we'll call this text box style. We're going to apply it to an existing style sheet this time, and we're going to specify that we want the stylesheet.css style. And for this one, we're going to set the background of our text box. So we're going to set the background to a nice color like that. We'll set the color to the forecolor to white so that our text will stand out a little bit better. And we'll go ahead and set the font weight to bold for our text that's in our text block. So we'll do OK. Now, notice nothing changed for our text box. The style was not applied directly to our text box because we went over here and we just chose new style. So now we would go to our apply styles, we would highlight our text box, and we would click on our style that we want to apply, and that style is now applied to our text box. So likewise, we can go to our unordered list element here in our page. We can choose apply new style because we want to create the style and apply it directly to our list. We'll call this UL style, and we'll choose, let's go to our list styles, and let's just change the list style to a square. So instead of having the round bullets, we'll have square bullets. When we select OK this time, we're going to create this style. It's going to be existing style sheet or stylesheet.css, and notice apply new style to document selection is checked. So this time it will get applied directly to our style, and our list item elements are changed to squares. And finally, for our button, we can go in, we can create a new style. Now this time we selected new style over in our style pane. We're going to call this my button style. Existing style sheet, stylesheet.css, and even though we selected the new style from over here in the pane, we can simulate the behavior of our target rule of creating a new style simply by selecting apply new style to the document selection because I have my button selected. And we'll change the font in our button to be Arial. We'll set the font size to be extra, extra large. We want it to really stand out. We'll set the color to an aqua blue. We'll set the background color to maybe a dark blue, and that should be good for purposes here. And you see that there's our button style applied to our button. So let's save all these files that we've created, and let's right click on our default and view in browser. And you'll see as the page comes up that we have all of our styles applied here. We can type in our text box. So now we can see that to modify styles, we can select an element that has a style. We can select the style over in our manage styles. If we were to right click on a style, we could do modify style, and it brings up our modify style dialog box. It allows us to modify any of the elements of that particular style that we would like. We can add new style sheets. We can attach style sheets using our Manage Styles and our Apply Styles panel. We see that we can go into a particular element, highlight that element. We can clear the styles on that element, or we can highlight it and reapply those styles simply by using our Apply Styles pane here. And we also see that if we really want to get down and dirty, we can select our style sheet manually and come in here and change this to red if we wanted to change the color in our style sheet here, and go back over to our view, and we see that that style's been applied. So lots of different options. Obviously, we can go back to the way we've been working for a while. We can modify those style sheets directly in the CSS file in Visual Studio. Or there's lots of tools that we've got available to us now in Orcus, Visual Studio 2008, to create styles, to create style sheets, and modify those styles real time through a design style interface, much, much easier than we've had the capability to do before.